drummer. Music hit in your heart, cause I know you got soul. Oh,
listen to this, y'all.
Swing it while I'm singing. Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcium, that's a rhyme designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrives, we got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people,
we are the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness.
Don't rush the show.
In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
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 We got to fight the powers that be.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sounds of the Diaspora, the new show hitting the scene on 101.9 CFRC. How about we just jump right into things and answer the question that's probably on your mind right now. Who is this guy? What is this show? Why was that song so fire? Well, to answer all of those questions, I'll give a little introduction of myself. My name is Jaden Juma Mensa, but you can just call me Jaden. And I'll be your Ghanaian host of the most for the 1 hour I got your ear. Music, radical theory, and politics are my game, and therefore they'll consequently be the game of my child, Sounds of the Diaspora, as well. Now, what's this show about exactly? Firstly, Sounds of the Diaspora intends to be a celebration of the musical achievements of the Black diaspora and the countless genres it spawned all across the world. From samba to hip-hop to Afrobeats, Sounds of the Diaspora celebrates Black music across all eras, genres, and borders. Music ain't all we have to offer here. We'll also be discussing politics, history, and world events through a Black radical lens. We're talking Fanon, Dubois, Davis, Malcolm X, and so many others who built the Black philosophical canon. So, I hope you guys don't just listen to some great tunes, but also maybe learn something new from my show. Now that's out of the way, let's introduce this next song, shall we? We're a Canadian show, of course, and as such, we shall make it a point to honor the Black musicians from the true North, strong and free. One such artist is Salome Bay, who made a name for herself in the Toronto jazz, blues, and soul scene with her serenading singing that elevated her to the title Canadian First Lady of the Blues. Jazz is an unapologetically Black art form, originating in New Orleans using the methodologies of traditional African music and making its way across North America and the world, evolving at the same time with the diaspora and making its way up north through visionaries such as the wonderful Salome Bay. With that being said, I give you the next song of the episode, Hit the Nail Right on the Head by Salome Bay. Take a listen. Scott-Heron, and elucidates his struggles against drug addiction and how drugs have brought his Black community to its knees. The album this song hails from, Pieces of a Man, was released in the 1970s when the ongoing war on drugs began. A supposed campaign against the ills of drug addiction plaguing America, it is pertinent to know that the war on drugs was not truly about combating drugs. We should take a look at what the then aide to U.S. President Nixon, John Ehrlichman, said about this war. Here's the quote. The Nixon campaign in 1968 and the Nixon White House after that had two enemies, the anti-war left and Black people. You understand what I'm saying? We knew we couldn't make it illegal to be either against the war or Black, but by getting the public to associate the hippies with marijuana and Blacks with heroin, and then criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities. We could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did. End quote. You see, the war on drugs, as Ehrlichman so eloquently showed us, was merely another way to criminalize Blackness, criminalize radical ideology, and criminalize poverty, and compromise the communities of all the so-called enemies of Nixon's and eventually Reagan's America. Gil Scott-Heron's song, Home is Where the Hatred Is, gives us a look into the conditions of the black communities targeted by the U.S. government and its adverse effects on your average Joe, who's no different from you or me, suffering from the fact that he and his neighbors were born in the wrong place and with the wrong skin. Take a listen.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
When I say beat,
you say banter. Beat.
Banter. Join us every Thursday at 1 on CIC for a special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device to get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business and keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get the extra benefits like free advance bookings, ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times, and for the month of September, you can get $2 off app calls. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of the day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939, Modern Taxi proudly supports local radio and the Queen's community. It is your number one service for fast local transportation. Learn more at moderncitytaxi.ca.
And we're back from our little break. Now, we've been stuck in North America for the past few summers, but how about we take a trip down south to the lush forests and beaches of Brazil and take a listen to some samba? Latin America has a deeply overlooked black history that's as complicated, if not more, than North America's, particularly Brazil. Did you know that Brazil's black population rivals that of, and depending on who you ask, surpasses that of the United States? Of course, it comes with a deep history of slavery and oppression, much in the same way of America. Brazil imported more slaves than any other colony in the Americas, and was a destination of over 35% of the total Africans who were wrapped in bondage and enslaved. Further, it was also the last country in the Americas to abolish slavery in 1888. Even today, black Brazilians have lower access to healthcare, education, and housing than others in Brazil, all hidden under a guise of racial democracy in order to ignore these issues. Nonetheless, black Brazilians, like their American counterparts, have a deep history of resistance, including through music, and that can be seen through the genre of samba. How about we take a listen to one of the big names of the samba game, Gilberto Gil, and his song, Palco. After that, we shall celebrate yet another, more recent, Canadian artist who's been shaking up the house music scene. Hailing from Montreal will be Kay Trinaga and his song, What You Need, after Mr. Gil.
Cantar o cantar, lá, 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 fogo eterno pra sustentar. O inferno pra outro lugar. Fogo eterno pra consumir. O inferno fora daqui.
Now, we can't have a show celebrating black music without acknowledging Mother Africa herself.
Coming up next, we're diving into one of the most profound and layered works of political art to ever come out of Africa, or anywhere for that matter. This is Water No Get Enemy by the revolutionary Nigerian bandleader, composer, and activist Fela Kuti. Released in 1975 on his album Expensive Shit, the track is deceptively smooth, a flowing Afrobeat groove built on hypnotic horns, interlocking rhythms, and a chant-like vocal delivery. On the surface, it's a meditation on water, its necessity, its adaptability, its resistance to ownership or destruction. But beneath that surface, Fela is doing what he always did, transforming music into a political weapon, a coded critique of the Nigerian elite and the forces of neocolonial power. Just like water, the people cannot be destroyed. Just like water, resistance cannot be contained. In the context of a post-colonial Nigeria, riddled with corruption, military repression, and exploitation by foreign interests, Water No Get Enemy becomes an allegory for survival and struggle. It's a lesson in dialectics delivered through groove. Water nourishes and sustains, but it also floods, it drowns, it erodes, it sweeps away. And for Fela, that was the truth of the masses. Exploited, yet essential. Denied, yet indispensable. Endlessly capable of turning the very power used against them into fuel for liberation. Expensive Shit as a record is a bold act of defiance, mocking the state even in its title, while Water No Get Enemy stands as its most universal parable. Where Western pop often hides politics behind metaphor, Fela uses metaphor to sharpen politics, to teach lessons about power, corruption, and resilience in ways the censors couldn't erase. This is music as resistance, rhythm as philosophy, a people's truth sung through horn lines and drums. So, as this song unfolds, don't just sway with the groove. Hear the politics and the polyrhythms, the revolution and the repetition. Fela Kuti isn't just entertaining us. He's reminding us that the people, like water, will always find their way. This is Water No Get Enemy. Thank you.
Delaware, oh, me lo malo. If you want to go wash, now what are you going to use? To bafesebe, oh, me lo malo. If you want to cook soup, now what are you going to use? Water kukulam. Tomo bandagba, oh mi lo malo. If your child they grow, water him go use. If water kill your child, now water you go use. Tomi back mama we, oh mi no lo malo. Koso mu to le she, ko malo mi o. Nothing without water.
One thing I like about black music is how it's often unapologetically itself. I believe no other genre encapsulates that more than punk music. Wait, what? Punk music is black? Well, I got news for you. If you're a fan of punk, thank none other than Bad Brains for pioneering the genre. Led by guitarist Dr. No, and also including other members Daryl Jennifer, Paul Hudson, and Earl Hudson, they are responsible not only for bringing the punk scene to Washington, D.C., but also in creating the hardcore punk subgenre with their unique sound, influenced by their jazz fusion roots. This will go on to influence the likes of Ian McKay, of Fugazi fame within the genre itself, but even influence later artists outside of the genre such as Foo Fighters, Guns N' Roses, Deftones, and more. First splashing onto the scene in the mid-70s, Bad Brains will continue their music rampage throughout the years, all the way to the present day. They didn't let getting blacklisted by multiple venues or having destructive fans get in their way whatsoever. Of course, this was not without dabbling into other genres at times, such as alt metal, thrash metal, and even reggae along the way. Anyways, unapologetic about who they are, what they stand for, and some of the menaces of Nixon's America, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Band in D.C. by Bad Brains. Next, we're diving into one of the boldest and most uncompromising statements in Stevie Wonder's monumental 1976 album, Songs in the Key of Life, a record that was less an album than a people's history set to music, and one of the most ambitious works of popular art in the 20th century. The track we're about to hear, Black Man, is a soaring, urgent anthem that calls on listeners to recognize the hidden, often deliberately erased contributions of oppressed people, particularly black people, in shaping the modern world. At a time when the United States was attempting to whitewash its own violent past and move past the turbulence of the civil rights and black power movements, Stevie refused to let history be sanitized. With this song, he takes us into a radical classroom, naming workers, inventors, freedom fighters, and revolutionaries of every race and background, but placing the indispensable role of black people at the very center of the story. Songs in the Key of Life as a whole should be understood as a cultural intervention, one that bridges the personal, the spiritual, and the political. It's a record that insists that love and joy are inseparable from struggle, that music must reflect not just individual romance, but also collective resistance and solidarity. From its opening tracks to its hidden gems, the album moves between prayer, funk, protest, and praise, forming what we might call a people's soundtrack for liberation. And Black Man, in particular, is not only a celebration. It's a correction to a dominant narrative that erases the labor of the poor, the colonized, and the racially oppressed. It's a reminder that history is not written solely by presidents and generals, but by the hands of those who fought to break chains, who tilled fields, who invented tools, who stood on the front lines of justice. In this way, the song embodies a deeply progressive understanding of history. That progress comes not from the top down, but from the struggles of ordinary people. So when you hear the thunderous groove, the call and response, the roll call of names that span continents and centuries, don't just hear a funky jam, hear a manifesto. Stevie Wonder is telling us that art itself is a weapon, that music can restore memory, that liberation is inseparable from truth-telling. This is Stevie as historian, Stevie as radical educator, Stevie as griot of the modern world. This is Black Man.
Die for the flag.
Off this episode, we're stepping into one of the fiercest and most unflinching declarations from Kendrick Lamar's 2015 masterpiece, The Pimp a Butterfly, a record that shook the foundations of hip-hop and redefined what an album could do in the 21st century. The track is The Blacker the Berry, a searing, confrontational anthem that grabs the listener by the collar and refuses to let go. Kendrick uses the song to tear open the contradictions of black life in America. The way blackness is demonized by white supremacy, the way systemic racism criminalizes an entire people, but also the way internal conflicts and cycles of violence complicate the struggle for liberation. His delivery is furious, his pen razor sharp, and every line hits like a hammer against the myths America tells itself about race and justice. The Pimp a Butterfly as a whole is a radical statement, blending funk, jazz, and hip-hop into a sonic landscape that doubles as both a celebration of black creativity and a critique of America's racial order. If Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life gave us a people's history through melody, Kendrick's album gives us a people's psychology, an excavation of trauma, survival, contradiction, and joy under conditions of oppression. The Blacker the Berry stands at the album's political core. It is raw, messy, honest, and unafraid to air the paradoxes of black existence in a society built on anti-blackness. The song indicts white supremacy, but it also turns the mirror inward, raising questions about accountability, community, and the cost of systemic violence that is both external and internalized. Here, on Sounds of the Diaspora, we can't just treat this track as another banger. It's a manifesto, a sermon, a street corner cipher, and a political track all at once. Kendrick reminds us that art is not just entertainment. It's testimony. It's confrontation. It's survival. And in To Pimp a Butterfly, every beat and every verse serves that purpose. So as you listen, let the anger sit with you. Let the contradictions unsettle you. and let the truth cut through the noise. And for all my fellow black people listening, remember, and never forget, that black is beautiful. This is Kendrick Lamar's The Black of the Bear. I've been your host, Jaden, signing off.
Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers. Or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day. Or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays. Or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements. Or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street? When gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.